بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد سمع الله قول الذين قالوا إن الله فقير ونحن أغنياء. When the ayat of the Quran Sharif was revealed, إِنْ تُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ كَرْضًا حَسَنًا, that you should give Allah Ta'ala a beautiful loan. This is quite clear that who can give a loan to Allah? Allah does not need any loan. But spending in the path of Allah, Allah referred to that as giving a loan. And a loan, if you give it to any person and he's got any value in him, he will definitely pay it back. So this means that if you spend in the path of Allah, the actual meaning was that Allah will definitely give you its returns again. And a person of honor won't just give you how much you gave him the loan, he will give you a little bit more. Of course, without the condition of giving more, if that condition is made, then it is interest. But without any condition, when you pay back the loan, it is advisable, sunnah, to give a little bit more to the person. So Allah will give not a little bit, adhafa mudhafa. Allah will give a lot. And by spending in the path of Allah, which and a loan is such that it has to be paid back. If a person doesn't pay it back, you can take him to court for it, that he is owing me and he's not paying me. So it has to be paid back. So Allah will definitely pay it back, and Allah will pay it properly on its time and pay with much more extra. So therefore, Allah is referred to spending in the path of Allah in this instance as giving a loan to Allah Ta'ala. But the Jews, as many people today, also even our own people, we twist and turn the meanings of the ayat. So they took it that Allah is asking for a loan and that Allah is gone poor, and they say we are rich, Allah is asking us for a loan. So Allah is gone poor and we are rich, na'uzu billah. That was the one occasion on the basis of which this ayat was revealed. The other was that one of the big ulama of the Jews was giving a lesson in his Darul Uloom, and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala went to him there, and lot of Jews were sitting in his lesson in his sabah. Then Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu addressed him and told him that accept Islam. You know very well Islam is the true religion, and that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the true Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. So accept Islam and tell your people also to accept Islam. He in turn said that Allah Ta'ala is asking us for a loan. That means Allah is gone poor, we are rich people, Allah is asking us for a loan, na'uzu billah. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, by his imani josh, became very angry, and he gave him one slap, and he told him, how can you say such a thing, that Allah Ta'ala is gone poor, and we are rich? So he came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that alim of the Jews, and he complained to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this is what Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu had done to me in front of my whole congregation. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Hazrat Abu Bakr, how could you have done such a thing? Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, oh Allah's Nabi, this is what he said. He said, Allah is gone poor and we are rich. I couldn't tolerate that. How could he speak such a thing about Allah Ta'ala? So immediately that Jewish alim, Fakhas, he said that, no, I never said such a word. Now it was a matter of the truthfulness of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu and the word of the Jew. So Allah Ta'ala kept the word of Hazrat Abu Bakr and revealed the ayat to say that he did say that. Allah gave witness that the Jew did say these words, and therefore he deserved what he got. So Allah Ta'ala says, لَقَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَقِيرٌ وَنَحْنُ أَغْنِيَّا. بے شک اللہ نے سنی ان کی بات جنہوں نے کہا کہ اللہ فقیر ہے اور ہم مالدار. Undoubtedly Allah has heard that word. The Jewish alim did say it. Allah has heard it. He said that Allah Ta'ala is gone poor and we are rich, and that Allah is asking a loan from us. سَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَالُوا. اب لکھ رکھیں گے ہم ان کی بات. اینڈ ناٹ اونلی دیٹ وی گیو ایویڈینس بٹ وی گوئنگ ٹو کیپ اٹ ان ریکارڈ. وی ول رائٹ اٹ ڈاؤن اینڈ کیپ اٹ آن ریکارڈ اینڈ دس ول بی یوز ٹو ٹیسٹیفائی اگینسٹ دا جو. So, in this, and this is connected with the previous ayats, where the same Jews who mainly, they were the hypocrites. And when they were asked to go for jihad, they made excuses, because their lives were very dear to them. And when they were asked to spend money in the path of Allah, then also they made excuses. So they did not want to give their lives or go out in jihad, and neither one did they want to spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala. And they were stingy and kept their money back. And they are the ones then that said these terrible words about Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala give us adab. Adab is a very great thing in our deen. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali writes that sometimes what a person does with bay adabi, disrespect, it causes him more harm in his deen than the commitment of guna. Guna is a person makes a guna. But to show disrespect to ones who start, to the kitabs, the Quran Sharif, anything, to our elders, our parents, that is a very, very dangerous thing. And to say anything about deen in which there is any words of disrespect, that is also very, very dangerous. Many people like to joke and make jokes. There are plenty of things you can make jokes about. Never ever make jokes about any matter of deen, no matter how small it is. That is very, very dangerous, and Allah's wrath and punishment descends on such people. May Allah protect us all and guide us to righteousness.